Hey everybody, my name is DJ. This guy's name is Thor, and this is Proverbs Every Day 280. Can you believe it? I can barely believe it, but let's get some prayer for you, and then we will start our daily Proverbs. Father God, thank you so much for your creation. Thank you for keeping my family and I safe, and thank you for my friends here and all that they have before them, and the hope that they have in you. So, Father, we do ask that you bless us with your wisdom today, that we find ways to apply this not only to ourselves but to the world around us. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Thor. Hey, buddy. You know what time it is? You know what time it is, buddy?
It's time for Proverbs Every Day.
All right. Let's dive into this, shall we? Proverbs 5, we are reading from the New Living Translation. And yeah, always quite the interesting chapter 5. Avoid immoral women. And we start as we usually do. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen carefully to my wise counsel. Now, I want you to know something here is just a slight difference. And it's just not just translation wise. It's kind of a key difference. And that is this one is specifically to son. Other ones, the gender is a little bit ambiguous. This one's specifically to my son. Listen carefully to my wise counsel. Then you will show discernment and your lips will express what you've learned. This is kind of cool. Let's highlight that. Discernment is kind of key here. It's not just about following the rules. It's about knowing the nature of the rules and why you should follow them, that sort of thing. But here we go. Verse 3. For the lips of an immoral woman are as sweet as honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as poison, as dangerous as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave, or to Sheol. She cares nothing about the path to life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't realize it. And this is a key here, that a lot of times you have people that are doing bad things and they don't even realize it. You know, they're so enamored or so just down a pathway that they don't even realize what they're doing is wrong. It's kind of, well, I guess ironic in a strange kind of way, but, yeah, it's not always about them just being evil for the sake of being evil. Sometimes they're just ignorant. But doesn't mean you should agree with them or you know that you shouldn't be avoiding them. Verse 7. So now, my sons, listen to me. Never stray from what I am about to say. Stay away from her. Don't go near the door of her house. This is not somebody that you are called to redeem. Stay away. If you do, you will lose your honor and lose to merciless people all you have achieved. Strangers will consume your wealth, and someone else will enjoy the fruit of your labor. In the end, you'll groan in anguish as disease consumes your body. So a note on this, there was an awareness of sexually transmitted diseases back then. They didn't know necessarily all the intricacies of it, but they knew that the people that had gone off and had little affairs with foreign women came back and they were sick. So it was pretty obvious what was going on here. And so he's warning against that. Verse 12, you will say, oh, how I hated discipline. If only I had not ignored all the warnings. Oh, why didn't I listen to my teachers? Why didn't I pay attention to my instructors? I have come to the brink of utter ruin, and now I must face public disgrace. Verse 15, drink water from your own well. Share your love with only your wife. The Hebrew says, drink water from your own cistern, flowing water from your own well. That is a reference to sexual purity. Share love with only your wife. Why spill the water of your springs in the streets, having sex with just anyone? The Hebrew says, why spill your springs in the streets, your streams in the city squares? You should reserve it for yourselves. Never share it with strangers. Let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. She is a loving deer, a graceful doe. Let her breasts satisfy you always. May you always be captivated by her love. Captivated by her love. Why be captivated, my son, by an immoral woman, or fondle the breasts of a promiscuous woman? For the Lord sees clearly what a man does, examining every path he takes. An evil man is held captive by his own sins. They are ropes that catch him and hold him. He will die for lack of self-control. He will be lost because of his great foolishness. So, you know, obviously not the most positive message in that, but there is, if you really boil it down, we see that there's a notion here of, you know, look, just keep it simple. You know, don't give in to urges. Don't be convinced otherwise. And that's another aspect of this is a young man being convinced to go off and do immoral things with immoral people. But there's an element here of just, if we just keep to what we already know, deep down we know to keep it simple in that way. But this is a call to do just exactly that. So, it really does become straightforward. And if there's any ambiguity here, right here, it's people are in this age, and even in some churches, starting to kind of, I guess, equivocate is the right word. Starting to say that, you know, it's that the Bible doesn't actually say that it's, you know, premarital or extramarital sex is actually against the rules, I guess you could say. They're actually saying these things, and that it's you know, not a sin. And I don't know why anyone would go to a church that just says these things when it's very clear here that this is not the case. What I like about the way this is presented, though, is that it's not just don't you dare or, you know, you'll be punished. This is like, okay, look, don't be an idiot. And here's why, you know, and here's an alternative. It's like, look, just be okay with this, you know, be okay with, you know, the wife you have and let her be a blessing to you. And, you know, make it so that that's okay with you. You know, there's a call to character that is in Proverbs that we don't always see elsewhere, but it's very clear. And I think that sometimes we miss that as people that just kind of let that just kind of float by, you know, it's not healthy and we really shouldn't be, but nonetheless, we often do. So I guess just consider this a call to consistency with that, and to staying true. So young men, remember, it's just for one. And even if you feel those urges, even if you feel that you are being led astray or convinced that it'll just be all right, we're actually going to be reading more about that in the very near future here. So there's more to come about that. But yeah, for now, really just important to just know that it's just for one. And it's not to be spread around. All right. Enough of the awkwardness. Do you remember that we do have a study of Acts going on all throughout the month of April, recording those. So you can see that playlist. We'll try and actually, why don't we do this today? We'll link that above. Usually we have the entire Proverbs Everyday playlist, but I'll tell you what, today we'll go ahead and link the Acts, April and Acts study up there. And stay tuned next week. I have a giveaway that we're going to start earning points for next week. I have some folks testing it out right now and make sure everything's working okay. And then after that, we'll do that. So yeah, awesome. Well, be blessed by the best and then go be a blessing to all the rest. I love you guys and we'll see you once again tomorrow. Bye now.